Okay, today is Daf Zayin. Daf Zayin. We're on 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the top. Mikol Makom Kasha. It's still a Kasha. What's a Kasha? It's still a Kasha. How could this town have done the Chumras of Beis Shammai and the Chumras of Beis Hillel? The Chumras of Rav and Shmuel, or is it Rav and Shmuel? Yeah. Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel making an Eruv. Didn't we just get through finished saying that you don't have the Chumras of two people? Didn't we just get through finished saying that? That we generally don't do that. So how can they did that? We call Makom Kasha. So Gemara answers, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kula Kamrav Avdei. Really? They didn't hold like Chumras of Shmuel at all. They only held at the Chumras of Rav. The Amar of Yehuna, Amar of Rav, Halacha the Ein Morin came. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that a mavim mefulash doesn't require a tikkun of doors, rather a tzuris hapesach orla. But main morin came, we don't publicize that because it could lead to issues. What issues am I sure? It could lead to issues. Now, ulor of ada barava umorin came ma'ikel meimar. But according to him, where we do publicize it, and therefore there's a genuine stira, how do you resolve it? In other words, back to the question. The question is, how could you hold like two chumras? So Amar Rav Shizbi, Kilo of Dinan Kichumre de Beitrei, when don't we hold like two chumras? Heichi de Sasri Ahadadi, where the two chumras are contradictory. That's the only time you don't hold from two chumras. Or if you do hold from two chumras, you consider the pasuk that you're a fool. What are the two, what's going on? Look at Rashi. Sasri Ahadadi. See the Rashi there? Sasri Ahadadi? Trei Tanoi. The pligi, there are two tanaim that argue mar machmir umar mekel. Someone's machmir, one's mekel. The time of the chumra de mar b'hai have a kula beduch de achriti. The chumra here will result in a kula there. The time of the kula de mar b'hai have a chumra beduch de achriti, and my kula here results in a chumra there. What's an example of that? The Gemara is going to give one in a second. If that's the case we're talking about. Oh, I want to be machmir over here. Yeah, but that chumra leads to a kula over there. So over there, you can't hold the chumra over there because that's contradictory. What's the case? You'll see in a minute.
Why is the chumra the problem? It should be the kula is the problem. You can't go kula shopping.
No. Correct. That's true. The problem over here is that this is what they did. They did an Eruv and they held like everyone's chumra. So doesn't the passage say you're a fool?
Yeah, you're a fool.
You're only a fool if it's contradictory. If it's not contradictory, you're a machmir. That's all. But if it's contradictory, you're worse. You're a fool. What does it mean, contradictory? So the Gemara will give an example. You'll see what it means to be contradictory. You want to be machmir and hold from every shita? There's nothing wrong with that. You're a machmir. But you're not a fool. You're only a fool if it's a stira. Man, the oven. If you hold like both chumras, where they contradict each other, mikri ktzil. You're called a fool. The ha chad taimahu, it's one reason. The ha chayavi chumra v'chayavi kula. It's one reason. Well, here it's a chumra, there it's a kula. It's the same reason. So what do you do? You hold it for two different reasons? That's very, very foolish. V'i havi taima svirule le'evid l'kula k'chumra. From one reason, you should hold like a kula and like a chumra. That's much more consistent. What's going on? Kigon, back into the Gemara. Kigon, for example. Shedra v'gulgolas. There's such a thing as a human person, a human being that passes away. That mace is metame b'ohel. Has to be a mace. What means a mace? A mace means a full mace. What if it's missing bones? So how many bones can be missing from the shedra or from the gulgoles or from the skull that it's no longer a mace? And if it's no longer a mace, it's no tumah. Right? So, ha-shedra v'ha-gulgoles shechasru. If they're missing. So, kama chisaron b'shedra. How much has to be missing in the shedra? So, b'shamay omrim, shtei chulios. B'shamay says two chulios. B'shil omrim chulio achas. B'shil says one chulio. Who's more machmir here? B'shamay. B'shamay. Because b'shamay holds, if you're missing one chulio, there's still tumah.
So that's chumra.
That's a chumra. So b'shamay is more machmir.
No.
Yes.
B'shamay...
Either one.
Then you're no tumah.
Basil says that even
if you're missing one, there's no tumah. Why is there no tumah? Why is there no tumah?
We're saying the opposite.
Right. Why is there no tumah if you're missing one? Because it's not a mace.
Right.
It, Beisham is more machmir. So no, if you have one, you're still a mace. You're missing two, you're no longer a mace. Right. So Beisham is machmir. Beisham is more makel. Right. Beisham has more tumah. Beisham has less tumah. We view that as a chumra.
But ohel.
So you're in a room with a mace and it's missing some bones. So they have a machlokas.
If you touch a bone, you touch it.
But depends on the size of the bone, but yes.
No, so Beishamai
is more machmer.
Yes. Saying it backwards. That's why.
He's more machmer because he allows.
You need more to be missing to be to get exactly. Out.
Correct. Yeah, correct. So correct. Machmer. Now we're going to just mention the case of the skull, but we're not going to go into it because that's not our focus. Ubigulgolas, when it comes to ugulgolas, Beishamai omrim. The size of a drill hole. Be honest. What's the minimum amount you can take away from someone's skull and they'll still be alive? More than that? Okay. I don't even know which shear is bigger. It doesn't make a difference. The same thing by a trefa. That what? We know that if an animal is a trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. What's a trefa? A lot of things. What's one of the things? Missing bones of the shedra. How many bones have to be missing? Now, the side switch. According to Beis Hillel, if it's missing one bone, it's already a trefa. Right? What? It becomes more machmer. And according to Beis Shammai, if it's missing two bones, it's still not. Then, so if it's missing one, it's not a trefa. You're allowed to eat it. It's the same reason. It's the same reason. They're both areas of halacha. Are the same reason. So how could you hold like the chumrah of Beis Shammai and the chumrah like Beis Hillel? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you do that, you're a fool. You want to hold like the chumrah of the Chofetz Chaim and the chumrah of Shlomo Zalman? They don't contradict each other. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so you're a machmir. There's nothing wrong with that. Not foolish. Here, your mamash is a fool. You do that, your mamash is foolish. So getting back to the Erevin case, what were you doing? I'm holding on that chumrah and I'll throw on that chumrah. But they're all mutually exclusive. The chumras don't contradict each other. He held this, and he held even that. All right, I'll do everybody. And we do this all the time. If it's not contradictory, there's nothing wrong with it. If it's contradictory, you're a fool. Here, it's mamash contradictory. What are you going to do? So you're going to walk into a room with it's missing one chulia, right? It's missing one chulia. What are you going to say? I'm holding like Beis Hillel. I'm Tommy still. I'm sorry. I'm holding like Beis Shammai. I'm still Tommy. I'm Tommy now. I'm going to hold from Tuma. Why? It's only missing one chulia. Now come to the animal. I'm not eating that animal. It's missing one chulia. That doesn't make any sense. It's completely contradictory. That's foolish. Okay? If the chumras don't contradict each other, so you can do that. Nothing wrong with that. Right? That's what's going on over here by the Erev. You want to hold from everyone's chumrah and make a very, very chumradic Erev? Like, you could do that. Not foolish if you do. Okay. Now, the Hechad the Sasri Ha'adadi Lo of Dinan? 1 minute. And if there's a steer where we don't do it, I'll show you a case where we did it. V'masav Remesharshia, Maisav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva once happened, Shalikait Esreg Be'echad B'Shvat. He picked an Esreg on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Now, there's a machloket between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when the year switches over for fruits. Beis Shammai say Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Beis Hillel say Tu B'Shvat. What's the difference? The difference is, let's say it's year two. So year two, you give Maaser Sheni. Year three, you give Maaser Oni. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? He picked it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He gave Maaser Oni as if it was year two. But he also gave, he gave Maaser Sheni as if it was year two. Why? Because he held like Beis Hillel, it's still year two. Year three doesn't start till 2 weeks from now. But he also gave Maaser Oni like Beis Shammai, like it was year three. Today's the first day of year three, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So he gave both. Isn't that contradictory?
Why does picking the Esreg have to do anything?
Because picking the Esreg is what's goreim when the Maaser is kicked in. When you pick it.
Yeah.
So he picked it now, Rosh Chodesh Shvat.
You have to give a Maaser Oni from your Esreg?
Yeah, you have to give a Maaser Oni from all your fruits. You can redeem it on money and give cash. Right? Same as the Bais HaShani. You can redeem it and bring it to Yerushalayim.
One Esrog or being whole?
He picked, whatever it is. The point is he was contradictory. He can't hold. How could you do one? Doesn't make any sense what he did. So you see, he could do it. You could be a Machmir even if it's contradictory. So the Gemara enters, no. Rabbi Akiva Gemara. He held like Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel hold? The date is Tu B'Shvat. So why did he give on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Because he doesn't know, he forgot what Beis Hillel said. That's what he was doing. Istapek lay. He had a suffix. V'lo yoda I Beis Hillel b'cha b'shvat omer, I b'cha mesa b'shvat omer. V'avid hachol l'chomer v'hachol l'chomer. That's what happened. He forgot what Beis Hillel said. He held like Beis Hillel. Had he known what Beis Hillel said, he never would have done this.
How would Rabbi Akiva forget?
He forgot. He was a human being. He forgot. So he that's why he held like both. How could he forget? The Prefers of Mishnah. But I don't know. He forgot. So he held like both to cover himself. Not because he's being contradictory. I don't remember what he said. So if I knew what he said, I would only hold like whatever he said. But since I'm not sure, I'm doing like both. That's also you could do. You want to chop two chumras that are contradictory because you're not sure what the halacha is? That might be okay also. Okay. Okay, you ready for the next Gemara?
That's easy.
That was the easy part of today's daf. Now we come to the very difficult part of today's daf. Here we go. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamei to Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'yasa v'ka Amar. And Rav Yosef said the following. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This is very important. Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav. Rav Yosef is repeating something that Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav. What is that statement? Machlokas. The machlokas that we had yesterday regarding a mavui mefulash. We said yesterday that a mavui mefulash requires a tikkun at both ends. The only machlokas was, what is the tikkun at both ends? Is it doors? Is it doors? That's a machlokas. But that it requires tikkun at both ends, that nobody disputed that. The only dispute was, what do you need? That machlokas, when you have a mavui open at both ends, is sracha mikan, a street on one side, a street on the other side. Plati mikan, a plaza on one side, a plaza on the other side. In other words, a Rishus Rabbim here and a Rishus Rabbim there. Avol srati mikan ubiku mikan. What if there's a street on one side and on the other side is like no man's land? Or biku mikan ubiku mikan, or nothing here and nothing there. Then osei tzuras haPesach mikan. Velechi v'koru mikan. If that's the case, one side gets a tzuras haPesach, one side gets a lechi, no doors. Okay, this is going to be very, very popular. This is a very powerful issue. We're not even going to discuss it. Okay, just to go on as a side question. Now hashta strachim mikan ubikum tzuras haPesach mikan velechi v'koru mikan. If I have a street on one side and a no man's land on the other side, I can put a tzuras haPesach on one side and a lechi on the other side, and I don't need doors. So bika mikan or bika mikan mibaya. So for sure I can do it by a bika and a bika. So Gemara says you're right. Hachika amar. Here's what we meant to say. Sracha mikan or bika mikan. If you have a sracha here and a bika here. Nase kibika mikan or bika mikan. It's like a bika on both sides, and therefore all you need is a tzuras haPesach on one side and a lechi or a kara on the other side. What does that mean? This is like that. So the Sfasema says, let's say you have a bika on one side and a bika on the other side. So one side gets a tzuras haPesach, one side gets a kara or a lechi. Does it matter which side gets which? Makes no difference at all. Doesn't make a difference. So too, if you have a sratya on one side and a no man's land on the other side, I would say you should put the tzuras haPesach on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. That's a better heck. The answer is it makes no difference. You can do whatever you want. That's why it says it like this. It's just this like this. Okay? That was easy. That was very easy.
mavoid is defined as something that opens the Rosh Hashanah, and anything that doesn't open the Rosh Hashanah is not called a mavoid.
Correct.
It's called a finale, but not a mavoid. If it's not open to, why are they calling it a mavoid? This is a semantic thing. Why are they calling a mavoid something that...
What else should they call it? It's an alleyway. That's how the streets were. The houses went into chatzers, into a mavoid. Where'd the mavoid lead to? So it could lead to the ocean. We're going to have that. It could lead to a street. It could lead to nothing. So, okay, depends on how the neighborhood looked. You have that in Israel all the time. Right, all of a sudden, the street ends and there's like nothing there. It's like no man's land. It wasn't built up yet. You have that. You even have it in American places, right? Yeah, even down the block over here. There's nothing over there. It's an empty space. Yeah, but you have such a thing. It's such a thing. Okay, that was the easy part. Now, here's the hard part. Umesayim bei mishmeid Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Yosef continued, and he said the second thing. He said this second thing only in the name of Rav Yehuda, not in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav. He just said it in the name of Rav Yehuda. That what? Im hayamavi kal l'rachava ein tzarach klum. If the mavoi goes into a backyard, the best way to translate a rachava is a backyard. If the mavoi goes into a backyard, ein tzarach klum. You don't have to do anything on the other side of the mavoi. In other words, I have a street in the beginning of a mavoi. I must put a tikkun here. Do I need a tikkun at the other end of the mavoi? Says Rav Yehuda, if the mavoi goes to a backyard and that backyard goes to the street, you don't need any tikkun on the second side of the mavoi.
And that backyard is considered Rishus HaYachid?
The backyard is a Rishus HaYachid. Yes.
As, it looks like it's part of the mavoi.
It goes to the mavoi goes into it. It's private property. As a matter of fact, what the Gemara is going to say on a basis is that the B'nai Mavoi have no right to go into that private property. They have no right to go in there. Unless to make an Eruv. The B'nai Mavoi, the B'nai Rechava, are allowed to go into the Mavoi. Everybody's allowed to go into the Mavoi. Right? So if the Mavoi goes into a backyard, now, I call it a backyard, there's nothing else to call it. It's not a chutzer in the classic sense. So it's a yard in the back. So I call it a backyard. It might not have the halacha of a backyard in the United States, where get off my property. It might not be like that. But I call it a backyard for lack of a better word. The Gemara calls it a rechava. Okay?
Is there access from the chatzer to the rechava? Not really. This picture looks like there's no access.
Exactly. That's why it's not called a chatzer. Because there is no chatzer. It's just a yard. Okay? Now, Rashi points out, I'm going to not read the Rashi to save time. Rashi points out, this rechava, the people that live in it can carry in there without an eruv. Why? Because it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And Rashi explains, the openings in this rechava, there are two of them, one going to the street and one going to the mavoi, are less than 10 amos wide. So they're entrances. Nothing wrong. There's no reason why they can't carry in here.
But they're safely sharing.
What? No. As a matter of fact, the people in the mavoi are not even allowed to go into the rechava. It doesn't belong to them.
But the people that live by the rechava
can go into the mavoi.
No, I'm saying.
So that's going to lead to a huge principle on Amud Beis, which is why the Gemara is so hard. Because it's a concept that we don't live with.
Who goes into the rechava? Which people?
The people that live in those houses.
Yeah, but they seem to be sharing something.
So what are they sharing? What are they sharing?
That rechava.
No, so this, I'm going to give a little bit of the answer. The Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, there are two things going on here. Number one, Hilchas Mavoi. Hilchas Mavoi requires a tikkun, either a lechi, koritz, or a pesach. Do you have to do a tikkun at the other end of the rechava, at the other end of the mavoi going into the rechava? Says Rav Yehuda, no. No. Why? Various reasons. The basic reason is because Rav Yehuda is going to hold, it's not a mavoi mefulish. Since the mavoi goes into another area before you get to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not a mavoi mefulish. Right? That's what he holds. Now, You want to talk about carrying in between the areas? You have to go to each door.
It's very simple because in Marvel it's almost like a karmelis.
Correct.
And this is the Rishus Hayachid.
Correct.
So you don't need.
Correct. But the Gemara is going to say that in black and white on Sunday. Tomorrow and Sunday, the Gemara is going to actually say that. Okay? Which you'll see why when you have a karmelis next to a Mavui, the halacha is more strict than when you have a Rishus Harabim next to a Mavui. And the Gemara is going to say that makes no sense. That makes no sense. You're being more strict on Carmelises than on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara is going to answer, because it's Matzim and it's Mino.
No,
it's the same thing. A Carmel is the Rabbanon, and the Mav is the Rabbanon, so much more afraid.
You're not being more strict. You just said here that a Carmelis, which is like the Bika, you don't need anything.
Right.
No, you do need.
You don't need doors. It was a cooler. No question about it. Marcel's right. That was a cooler. I don't need doors. I just put up a stick. Correct. Correct.
But the picture looks like a chutzah, by the way. The Ruchava looks like a chutzah.
I know. I know. It's very key that it's not a chutzah. Because when I'm in Beis, we're going to have the chutzah case.
Right. What makes it not a chutzah?
One is green and one is brown.
I'm not exactly sure.
One has grass, one doesn't.
I'm not exactly sure what the differences are.
The grass.
Halachically, there might not be such a difference. In status, they're different. Halachically, they might not be different. We'll see in a minute. So, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? It's not a Mavui Mavulish. Why not? Because the Mavui doesn't go from street to street. It goes from street to backyard to street. Therefore, you don't need any ticket at that location. So far, so good? Marcel, you got it?
Yeah.
You don't need any ticket at that location. Okay?
Assuming the opening is not more than
10 amas.
Assuming the opening is not more than 10 amas, correct.
Little thing over here.
Okay? Now, Ein Tzarech Klum. You don't have to do anything. What did he mean by that? What he meant was, you don't have to do a tikkun at that spot. At the spot where the Mavui and the Rechava meet, no tikkun is required. Why not? Because it's not an Amavim Mefulish. The Rechava itself is a self-contained world. They don't need any tikkun. And it's all good. Ein Tzarech Klum, it's all good. Only a bialer of Yosef. A bialer says to Rav Yosef, by the way, Rav Yosef, you just said that statement in the name of Rav Yehuda. The first statement about the bika and the doors, you said in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This, you said in the name of Rav Yehuda Stam. By the way, it can't be Rav. Rav Yehuda had two Rebbeim, Rav and Shmuel. Says Abaya, this must be in the name of, can't be in the name of Rav. Why not? Amar le Abaya, Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda, the Shmuel he. That must be Shmuel. It can't be Rav. Why not? The Eid Rav, because if that statement is Rav, that contradicts another statement of Rav. Twice. Eid Rav, Kasha Rav Ad Rav, Batarti. Two problems with that. Why? Because the Amar of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Rav said the following. Mavui Shenifratz Bimiluo. That's a very fancy way of saying that a mavui goes into a chatzar. Mavui shenifrat bimiluo. A mavui, it's the exact same case as the mavui going into a backyard. Only here it's a chatzar. I think that the main difference in a mavui between a chatzar and a rechava is use. Okay? So a mavui goes into a chatzar. Mavui shenifrat bimiluo la chatzar. The Nifritz of Chatzar Kinegdo, and the Chatzar also gets a breach to go into the street. Okay? You hear what's going on? It's the exact same case as before, except now it's a Chatzar. Instead of a Rechava. It's the exact same case. Right? A lot of different words, the same principle. Mavoi, Shenifratz Bimilua. The Mavoi has a breach. Where does the Mavoi go? It goes to a Chatzar. Where does the chatzar go? To Rosh Hashanah. Mavu Yishnevar Zachavimilu L'chatzar V'nifrit Zachatzar Kinegdo. Now the halacha is as follows. Chatzar Muteres U'mavu Yosar. The people in the chatzar are allowed to carry and the people in the mavu are not allowed to carry. Okay?
What does that mean?
The people in the chatzar can carry in the chatzar. Yeah. The people in the mavui cannot carry in the mavui.
unless something.
They cannot carry in the mavud. I've said. People in the chatzar can carry in the chatzar. People in the mavud cannot carry in the mavud. Okay. So far, so good. Why can't they? Why can't they? So we'll see. 1 second. The amai. What on earth is going on here? Lehevi kimavui shekala l'rechava. Why isn't this the same exact case as a mavui that ended at a rechava? Just like on Amud Aleph, when the mavui went into a rechava, what did we say? We said, ain tzarech klum. Nothing to do.
On that side.
Ain tzarech on that side. Here we say, when the mavui goes into a chatzar, the b'nei chatzar can carry, and the b'nei mavui can't carry. Why can the b'nei mavui not carry? So there's two kashas here. Question number one, why can the b'nei mavui not carry? Because we're viewing this as a mavui mefulish, which is exactly what we did not say on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph we said, it's not a mavui mefulish, which is why you don't need a second tikkun. Here we're saying they can't carry.
So you need something
at the other end. Question number one. Question number two. This is a little bit of a difficult question. Question number two is as follows. On Amud Aleph, the case was a rechava. It's mashma, had the case been a chatzar, right? Had it been a chatzar, nobody would be allowed to carry. Yet, Rav says here, the B'nai Chatzar can carry. You got that question? On Amud Aleph,
it's contradictory. If it's mefulash, then the B'nai Chatzar should need also some tikkun to be
correct.
Able to carry.
So what is going on here? So says Abaya, says Abaya. Simple. Well, you said on Amud Aleph in the name of Rabbi Yehuda anonymously, well, it's in the name of his other Rabbi Shmuel. It can't be in the name of Rav. Because Rav held when a Mavi goes into a Chatzar, first of all, there's no carrying in the mavui. Why not? It's a mavui mefulish. So without a second tikkun, you're stuck. Second of all, Rav said, for whatever reason, the b'nei chatzar can carry in there. They can carry in the chatzar. On Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said that a rechava was nothing needs. Mashma, if it would have been a chatzar, they also wouldn't be able to carry. So it's a kash on 2 points. Okay? You hear that? Kash on 2 points. What you said on Amud Aleph cannot be Rav. So Abaya says, Amalei. So if Yosef says back, you know what? Ano lo yadana. You think people that learned Dafyomi didn't know what was flying? Says if Yosef, I don't know. I don't know who I said in the name of. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. Uv dahave beruda deruusa. There was a story. What? Bedura deruusa. There was a story where the shepherds live in that street over there. Mavu shekal rechava havi. It was a mavu that ended off in a rechava. V'as l'kamei of Yehuda v'loyd rechava l'amidi. And he told them, like he said in Amud Aleph, nothing to do. Don't worry about it. Have a good Shabbos. Right. So, but I don't know. So the Gemara says the e kasha mishmei derav. So big, so good. So it can't be Rav, right? It can't be Rav. So then to have him mishmei deShmuel. So say it was Shmuel. For lo kasha midi, no kasha. Says the Gemara, not true. It really could be Rav. How on earth could it possibly be Rav? Here's what the Gemara answers. There are two things going on here. There's a principle, which is a difficult principle for us to understand. The principle is as follows. You have a mavui going into a chatzar. Can the people in the mavui use the chatzar? The answer is no. It's not their chatzar. What right do I have to go into your yard? The answer is I don't have a right. Therefore, if you have a situation where they have a mavui and a chatzar, connects to each other. What happens? The B'nai Chatzar are allowed to use the Mavui. Anybody can use a Mavui. The B'nai Chatzar are allowed to use a Mavui, but the B'nai Mavui cannot use the Chatzar. They're not allowed to. So there, what happens is...
That's apparent. No, that's for the Rechava, not for the Chatzar.
For both. For both. So what happens is, the B'nai Chatzar aser the Mavui. The B'nai Mavui do not aser the Chatzar. That's a funny thing. That's a funny thing. Because since there's a since they have greater use, this is a principle that we don't have a difficult time at. Since the B'nai Chatzar have greater use than the B'nai Mavui, they get to use everything. They aser the B'nai Mavui from using the Mavui. Why? Because basically, you have a Mavui, and there are people in the Mavui that have an area they can't go. If they can't go there, they can't go here. They can't carry there, they can't carry in here. That's the principle. The principle that no one disputes. So they apply it to this kind of situation. It's only where they connect. It's only where they connect. You have a mother here and a chatzar down the other neighborhood, nothing to do with anything. Since they connect, it's a problem. So, on Ahmed Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have a mavui going into a chatzar, do I need two tikkins? Is this considered a mavui mefulish? No. It's not a mavui mefulish. The mavui doesn't go to the street. Where does it go? It goes to the chatzar. Rav agrees with that. Rav said over here that the b'nai mavui cannot carry and the b'nai chatzar can carry. That has nothing to do with hilchas mavui mefulish. That has to do with asering each other. To fix that, you need an Eruv. If the B'nai Mavui and the B'nai Chatzar will join in an Eruv, then they can carry in all places. Why? Because then the B'nai Mavui live in the Chatzar too. Because by joining in an Eruv. So what do? You go to each house and you get bread, you make one big happy bread. Right? So getting again, on Amud Aleph, Rav Yehuda said anonymously that if a Mavui goes to a Rechava, no tikkun. So Abaye jumps up, that can't be Rav. No, it can't be Rav. Is it a Mavui Mefulish? No. It's not a Mavui Mefulish. Why? Because the Mavui doesn't go to the street. Where does it go? It goes to a backyard, it goes to a chatzar. It doesn't matter. The Mavui doesn't go to the street. It's not a Mavui Mefulish. One tikkun's good enough. Rav said over here that the B'nai Chatzar can carry, the B'nai Mavui cannot carry. What do you see? He holds it's a Mavui Mefulish, not a Mavui Mefulish. Why can't they carry? For an unrelated reason. The unrelated reason is, I mean, it's related because it's the same as Echta. That's an Erev issue. They aser each other. They aser the B'nai Chatzar aser the B'nai Mavui because they have greater use. You have to fix that with an Erev. So, therefore the Gemara answers. They can carry in the Chatzar because it's private property that doesn't have any openings. The openings are less than 10 amos. They can carry in there. They don't need an Erev. They might need an Erev for each other. That's a separate Erev. They can carry in there. Why? You can carry in your own house, no? You can carry in your own backyard, no? Right? You can carry in there. You have an opening in the gate. Yeah, but the opening's too small. So I can carry in here. I don't need to be busy with you. I can carry in it. Mavui? You need an Erev. To go into the Chatzar, you need another Erev. So therefore, regarding Hilchas Mavui Mefulish, everybody agrees this is not a Mavui Mefulish. Why not? Because it doesn't go straight through. There's something in the way. What's in the way? A Rechava's in the way, a Chatzar's in the way. It doesn't make a difference. You got that? Now, Rav said on Amud Beis, Abaye jumps up. This can't be Rav. Rav says that the Mavui cannot carry and the B'nai Chatzar can carry. That's a whole separate reason. That's because there's no Eruv. That's because there's no Eruv. You hear that? No? You don't get it?
No, I get it. I still don't understand what they're not explaining what's the difference between a Rechava and a Chatzar.
I think the difference is use. I think the Rechava was not used and a Chatzar was used. I think the only difference between a Rechava and a Chatzar.
Right, in the picture here looks like exactly the same thing.
Right. It just was use. The halacha, that's why I said, the halacha, I don't think it's different. I don't think it's a different halacha.
The second question
on Rav was premised on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda went out of his way to talk about a Rechava, which is mashma that if it had been a Chatzar, he wouldn't have allowed any use at all. That's not true at all. It's not a Mavui Mefulish, simply because it's something is in the way. Now, you want to use it? Now you need Eruvs. Am I? So, here's the Gemara's answer. Hashta the Amalei of Sheshes, Rav Shmuel bar Abba, Amalei of Yosef bar Abba. Asbalach, I'll explain to you the answer. Kan she'irvu, kan shelo irvu. If they make an Eruv, who makes an Eruv? The B'nai Chatzar or the B'nai Rechava make an Eruv with the B'nai Mavui, then everybody can carry. On Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein tzarech klum, you have nothing to do. Have a good Shabbos. What was he talking about? He was talking about, do you need a second tikkun? No. Why not? Because it's not a mavim of foolish. Can they carry in there? Back and forth? It depends. Did they make an Eruv? Yes. If not, not. On Amud Beis, Rav said, oh, if a mavim goes into a chatzar, the B'nai Chatzar can carry, the B'nai Mavim can carry. Oh, what about a Mavim of Foolish? Rav agrees. There's not a Mavim of Foolish. It's not a Mavim of Foolish. So why is he so makbet on the carrying? The reason he's makbet on the carrying is very simple. Because there's no Eruv. And by the way, Derav Adderav, Nami Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha on Rav either. Rav doesn't contradict himself. Kanji Eruvu, B'nai Chatzar, B'nai Mavim, Kanji Lo Eruvu. If the B'nai Chatzar and the B'nai Mavim make an Eruv, all is good. All is good.
No, but the case of the back out of whatever, yeah. Not the cluster, they would not be awesome in the bubble. Right?
Theoretically, they would. They would.
Oh, they would.
They would. Why don't they? Theoretically, they would. So it's all good. It's all the same thing. There are two things going on here. The Tilchas Mavim are foolish. No one holds it's a Mavim are foolish. Why? It's not a foolish. Something in the way. A backyard. So do you need a second ticket at the other end? Everyone holds you don't. What about the carrying in between for each other? It depends. If they make an air of good, and if not, not. Rav holds like that. Everyone holds like that.
In either case, you have to need an air in between the Rechava and the Mavo?
You never need one. An air of or a ticket. Yes, you need an air of. Otherwise, if there's no air of, the B'nai Chatzar can carry, the B'nai Mavi can't carry.
No,
you need an air of also. So the B'nai Rechava can carry, the B'nai Mavi cannot carry. All the same case. It's exactly the same. Correct. It made an Eruv or not. So that everyone agrees to that too. You make an Eruv, excellent. You don't make an Eruv, then the B'nai Rechava or the B'nai Chatzar can carry in their area. The B'nai Mavi cannot carry.
I still want to say that
that's a technicality. That difference is you're getting bogged down on a detail.
Right.
That detail is an irrelevancy. It's an irrelevancy. It was a half a minute detail. It's not relevant.
No, what's the difference between why they call it a chatzar? Why do you call it a rechava?
Because it has a different status in use. Right. In use.
Either way, you need an eruv?
Yes. Do you need a tikkun for a mavoi? No. All right. We'll stop here. Everyone have a very good Shabbat, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.